This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, being involved in the conversation. No, I really do. I know it's a lot of time out of your day. Whether you're on for 15 minutes or an hour or 2 hours or 12 hours or whatever you're on with, I very much do appreciate the time you spend with us. I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other, whole group of other programs out there, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it a lot more than you know. Anyway, you know, you got to head up to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, not only can you take the polls, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. You can buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's just all the labels, all the things that you've been told were bad, were terrible. Things that, you know, again, think about that. Bible-Thumping White Guy. What does that mean? It means I believe in God. It means I believe in somebody bigger than me. Something bigger than me. I am not the catch-all, be-all, end-all. I know some of you think so. But I don't. And when my mother's on, she thinks so too, but she's learned over the years, maybe not so much. But it helps support the show. As you know, some of you know and you understand and you've heard, on a regular basis, the social media, the social marketing, the social Gestapo decides what you can and can't hear, what you're going to hear, what you're not going to hear. And 9.5%, or 99.9% of the time, it's us. It's conservatives. It's guys like me that get dinged or hurt. So there's a dozen ways you can help out the show. One is buying T-shirts, books, coffee mugs, and the like. You can just simply give a donation. That's a real easy one. If you go to the website, you see patreon.com up there. And I also think, we don't have a link on the the Facebook page, do we? Patreon. No, I don't think so. So we got Patreon there, too. And that will help you just simply give it. If you're like me, you know when the kids used to come to the door? Hi, we're trying to get subscriptions so that we can go to, I don't know, Spain for the weekend with the Booster Club. I tell you, what? Keep the magazine. Send them to your aunt. Here's $20. Leave me alone. That's the way I used to do it. I don't want all that garbage in the house. So I'd help out that way. So again, whether it's this show or another show, I prefer it be this show, but if it's this show or another show, what have you, you believe in conservative principles, you think that I'm putting them out, then help support the show. Get over to the website. There's a bunch of ways there where you can help support the show. Okay. All the crazy stuff that's going on right now. I'm loving it all. Because I think they're really, the Dems are really showing their colors. They're showing their true colors. They're showing truly what they're made of. And that love Trump's hate means absolutely nothing to them. They don't really understand what it means. At least that's what I believe. Based on their actions, not based on their words. You know, as distasteful as it is, I always tell you guys the same thing. Some of you may take this to heart. You cannot be beating on your wife and telling her you love her. All right? I mean, think about that. And that happens on a regular basis. These people are nuts. Right? The Democrats, the way they're laying stuff, it's just crazy. But before we get to that, let's talk about Chucky Schumer. Have you ever seen that movie? What was that horror movie called Chucky, right? Is it just Chuck? That's what I think of every time Chuck Schumer starts speaking. For some odd reason, that puppet comes into my head. So Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he's having a bad week. It's about to get much, much, much worse. Now this Friday, we're expected to hear, or what's coming down the pike, if you would, right? We're expected to hear how much better the economy is doing. And not from Trump, right? And not from Fox News. No. It's going to come from the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis. It's going to talk about how the U.S. economy grew at a blistering pace in the second quarter of this year. And it's further affirming, it's further to the positive that those crumbs, or that by, see, and if I'm talking as a Democrat, I know it's hard for you to understand and believe, but apparently those crumbs that President Trump threw out at the average person, and all that money and tax breaks he gave to the rich, seem to be working. So by cutting regulation, see, this is what scares the left to no end. It petrifies them. Because all this time, they've been screaming, and they've had enough control, and they're screaming that you have to have all this regulation, or what's going to happen is, you know, plants are going to die, trees are going to die, kids are going to die, are going to poison our water system. And frankly, under Obama, there was more damage done to water systems than under Obama. I mean, under Trump. Right? Lay it all out. We had to charge more taxes to pay the bills. Well, frankly, no. Apparently, that's not what works, because we're looking at the real numbers to see what's happening. Now, what I love about this is, you know, the Dems get crazy because, you know, President Obama always loves to tweet out ahead of time. He's like a giddy little kid when he finds out things are going well. So terrible for him to be happy that Americans are doing well, isn't it? He hinted at the good economy Tuesday. He tweeted out that our country is doing great. Best financial numbers on the planet. Great to have USA winning again. Isn't that terrible? Terrible that he would write that. Don't you think? I know. I'm terrible. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break, but there's so much great stuff coming. We're going to talk about Hillary and the Dems still not being able to get over the fact that they lost. You were fired. We'll be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Yeah, you never see me do this one. I'm sorry, I'm enjoying the music a little bit. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I said, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, being part of the conversation. It's great. It's great. As some of you may know, if you're listening on one of our California stations, I think we're on like five stations in California. Whoopie ding, but we are. It's very hot here. I mean, Texas, you ain't got nothing on us. Not with this week. And the spiders, I'm seeing more and more of these pictures of these, you know, black widow spiders and even the snakes coming out. So, you know, here's my public service announcement, although I don't know why you should have to, right? But here's the deal. Watch where you're walking. Pay attention to what's going on. Seriously. I'm just saying. Just watch what you're doing so you don't get hurt, because, you know, I mean, bad enough it's hot out there, miserable hot. Nobody needs to be taking a, you know, 80-mile-an-hour ride to the hospital to make sure you're safe and what have you. So just keep an eye out. Watch your kids. Watch your little ones. Anyway, moving on. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, President Trump has hinted about this, you know, great economy. Now, I don't know what is... Help me understand here. So what are the Democrats going to beat up on Trump for? Maybe or maybe not he lied about paying, what's her face, the pole dancer, whoever it is, Daniels, Stormy Daniels. And maybe it's distasteful that two adults had consensual sex. They seem to only like people who force themselves on women, like, you know, Harvey Weinstein, Billy Bob Clinton, and so on. So they're outraged that two adults may have had consensual sex, and one was paid to keep their mouth shut. So that's terrible, just terrible. Trump used foul language when talking about another woman. Terrible, just terrible. But that didn't help you in the election. He still won. And the fact that Trump would give you crumbs to the poll people. Now, don't go, ooh, did he really just say that? Look, if Joe Biden, you bunch of hypocrites, if Joe Biden can talk about putting y'all back in chains, if Joe Biden can say you can hardly go into a 7-Eleven anymore without somebody having a Middle Eastern accent, and you was okay with that, then I don't care what you say about me, because it'll just show the true hypocrisy that you have. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of them, keep making fun, right, of the crumbs that they got from the new tax plan, the new tax laws, right? I mean, best financial numbers in decades. The economy is cranking along. I mean, seriously, it's going to show the nation's GDP grew between 3.3 and 4.6%. Obama could barely get to 2. And they're trying to take credit for this. They're actually trying to say that it was Obama's processes, plans, programs that are causing this economic growth. Somehow, he couldn't get a tick up the whole time he was in the seat as president. But this can't possibly be because of Trump. And today, what was producer Tammy was telling me that when they announced that he had to deal with the European Union, they were going to work at no tariffs, a zero tariff program, the market jumped. In late trading, the market jumped. You're not going to imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow. Now, if you think about that, the GDP grew from 3.3 to 4.6%. 4.6, do you understand that? It shows a strong economy and one that's accelerating. So it's not just like a fluke thing. It's growing and running. But the Dems will come out. You watch. They're going to come out and talk about how these are just all phony numbers. People are still starving at home. Their salaries aren't increasing. Only the rich are getting richer, which is really rich coming out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth. Probably one of the richest people, not only in the country, but in Congress. And she's talking about the rich getting richer. Why don't you ask her how much she made? I'll tell you what she teed off about. She teed off that she lives in California, and she made this mess. She lives in California, and because of the restrictions that the feds have put on how much you can write off on your, you know, home property and that kind of thing, she's the one getting stiffed. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I want her to explain, if God forbid, if they ever get total power again, I want her to explain when she flips these tax laws around and people start losing money. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And the crumbs that are on the floor, you won't have any crumbs. You're going to be fighting the rats for the crumbs. Okay? Will jobs keep growing under their plan? No, they never have before. Schumer hopes each state to distract from the booming economy by championing a bewildering array of issues, the latest now being the ghost gun plans will appear on the Internet starting August 1st, enabling people to make guns in 3D printers. Right. You'll need a $50,000 printer to make that stainless steel gun, okay? The Democratic leaders started off this week confronting unimaginable polls that are good news for President Trump, bad news for Democrats. But this is the thing that leads me to believe that they're sick. They keep on the same mantra hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month. And as their numbers go down, as less and less people want to follow them, they keep going down. So I'm telling my conservative friends, my conservative commentators, shut up. Stop dissuading them. Stop telling them how stupid they are and they shouldn't be doing it. Do it some more. I mean, they went all out right to the wall with the Helsinki meeting. Right? NATO and Helsinki and Putin didn't get him anywhere. Got him absolutely no place. And they're too dull to figure it out. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In between rain showers, President Trump and the head of the European Commission went into the White House Rose Garden to announce a deal to begin talks on bringing down trade barriers. Just a week ago, he referred to the EU as a foe on trade. He stood alongside the head of the European Commission and called this a very big day.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
This is essentially an agreement to negotiate toward that broad goal. Now, the EU is vowing to buy more soybeans and liquefied natural gas from the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
LG, Samsung, Apple, we are back. Yeah, she's from the USA, that's for sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. I do want you, you know, in it, so to speak. But you really don't spew party lines. Please don't spew party lines. Please don't sit there and repeat what you heard the, I don't know, Speaker of the House say, or your local Republican, or your local conservative, or whatever. Make sure you have a clue as to what it is you're talking about. Make sure that you know, understand, whatever, what that person is saying. Right? And one of my jokes is always saying, don't spew the pulpit line. Make sure you understand what that pastor, priest, rabbi, whatever, is telling you. That you're not jumping all over just because. Anyway, we were talking about Chucky Schumer, who can't seem to handle reality. None of them seem to be able to handle reality. They're trying to distract you from all kinds. I mean, this whole Russian collusion thing, not one of these indictments is directly connected to Trump's campaign. They might be people that were involved, that were also involved in the campaign at some point in time. But they're all old indictments. They're all old issues. Even Stormy Daniels was before the election. And you think about all the stuff, you know, that Schumer's fighting and screaming out about in Pelosi. I mean, they've really got an internal struggle going on. Now, despite the criticism of President Trump's press conference in Helsinki, right, the establishment outrage over his trash-talking of NATO and all this other stuff going on are making the Dems crazy because they're not getting any traction. Matter of fact, the more they pound on him, you'd think they could figure this out, the more his approval rating starts to creep up. When you tell people, see, The middle part of this country has been ignored long enough. They have had it with you guys. And now the black community, they've had it too. Because they're seeing more money in their paychecks. They're seeing more jobs. They're seeing better opportunities. And Trump's words are coming back to haunt you guys. You've been voting for them for 60 years. What have you got to lose? Can't get any worse under me. Matter of fact, it's now gotten better. A new Wall Street Journal NBC poll shows that 45% of respondents giving a thumbs up to President Trump. This is a record since he's taken office. Remember, it was down. They were elated at CNN when he was down at 28%, 31%. Oh, that's the worst I've ever seen for president. Yeah, okay. Until the checks start getting fatter. So I'm telling you, people are driven by money. That's why I say it's really dangerous when the Dems are in and they're allowing like unfettered welfare and unfettered entitlement programs. They're not all entitlements. I got that. But when you're voting to take that check away from yourself, when you're in the voting booth and it could cut your welfare check or your government check in half, who are you going to vote for? It makes it very hard to vote for the right person. Schumer wants desperately the Democrats to take back the House and the Senate. Ain't going to happen. Listen, watch my lips. Listen to me. Ain't going to happen. To be sure, President Trump's support comes almost exclusively from Republicans, some 88% of whom express approval of his job performance. As far back as President Harry Truman, only George W. Bush earned higher accolades from his own party and only came right after the 9/11 attack. And I go back and say the same thing. Can you imagine Obama as president after 9/11? He would have been out there, and his speech would have been how, you know, we brought this on ourselves. We've been antagonizing people for decades. We go take over. I mean, he would have gone down this road that would have just been devastating. Emotionally, mentally, all for the country. You know, again, there was no American pride under him. And I'm not talking about for what we were doing right then and there, but, I mean, think about it. When did he ever say, the American people are an exceptional people, they're a great people, and will continue to do great things across the world, across the planet? I don't know if you ever heard him say those things. I always said, you know, it was really funny. If you, whether you like him or not, old school or not, if you listen to Reagan's early speeches when he first started stepping into the role, everything was about what a great country we were and what we had going for us and how we could help other people and how we had helped other people. He made you, coming off the heels of Jimmy Carter, think about that, Jimmy Carter. Coming off the heels of Jimmy Carter, who talked about how bad we were, what a wasteful group we were, and we just have to suck it up and deal with the energy crisis. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the energy crisis. I actually worked at a gas station helping pump gas. It was great. Got a duck a couple times, but it was great. But Ronald Reagan coming off the heels of that and telling, you know, people, we are a great company. We can do better. We will do better. All the wonderful things that we had done over the decade. He brought back American pride. He made us proud again to be Americans. He made us feel good about ourselves. Because if you feel like crap, if you feel like you can't do it, if you feel like there's no way to get it done, you won't even try. He brought that back. And if George W. Bush hadn't screwed up, or I'm sorry, George H.W. Bush, he would have been in for the second term. And he was too weak. I know I got Bush lovers out there, but he was too weak. You look at Ronald Reagan and the way he handled diplomacy, remember, they went nuts too when Ronald Reagan stood in front of the wall and told Gorbachev to tear it down. They went out of their mind, this cowboy diplomacy, it's going to throw us into World War III, we're ruining our relationships with our allies overseas. None of that was true. None of it. They were creating it then with the help of the left-stream media. All that angst and aggravation. Every survey that ranks the concerns of Americans puts the economy at the top. It's the economy, stupid. Always has been. As families sit around their kitchen tables, look at, I've been through this. I want you to think about something. You're sitting around your table now for the first time in 8 years. You now are not so worried about your job. Your business is doing great. If you work for a company, they're hiring people. They're expanding. They're opening another plant. Now, when you go grocery shopping, you're not so much. You forget the coupons? Not a big deal. You got enough money to cover it. And little Susie and Johnny and whoever, you're actually able to squirrel away a few bucks that they, if they want to go to college, they can. If you want to help buy a car, you can. Couldn't do that. For years, you couldn't do that. And now you're sitting around the table. The Dems would rather have you believe something different. But North Korea is pulling, is denuclearizing. Is it going exactly as planned? I don't know. Not my job to know. The Democrats are in a tough position. They have to convince voters that all those good things happening to them, they aren't real. They're nothing but smoke and mirrors. They're built on a house of cards. And those crumbs that you're getting, the rich people are getting richer and you're only getting crumbs. You know what? I don't give a crap. I'm putting more food on my table. My kids are fat, dumb, and happy. They're going to bed at night with full bellies. And not only that, I can even help my neighbors who don't have a job or maybe might be sick. That joke about health care? Millions of people have lost their plans? No, they haven't. Millions of people now aren't forced to buy a plan. Yes, you're right. So they lost it by choice. They chose not to sign up for that garbage plan. All right, we're going to talk about Hillary dementia when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
Shut up, Chucky.
You talk if you haven't got a brain.
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, always you. You know what? I love it when you listen. All right, only people from my era will remember this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us, for playing with us today. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, President Trump could have had a ball with this. When Chuck Schumer said that they had a right to know what Trump and Putin were talking about when they were in the private session, he should have simply tweeted out, "Yo, Chucky, we were talking about our grandkids." Boom, boom, shh. Thank you. I'll be here all week. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, it could have been that easy. Go ahead and argue that one. You know, and will you please stop sending me a request to put out, to sign the petition, to take the view off the air? It ain't going to happen. I don't care if you get 2 million signers. It ain't going to happen. ABC's about the money, and they're about the left. Come on, look at what they're doing. They're about the money, and they're about the left. Nothing else really matters to them. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just quickly, one of the last things I want to tell about the last piece we did. You know, Chuck Schumer's having a heart attack. Because, you know, the economy's doing well, people are getting jobs. You know, the people getting crumbs are very happy with the crumbs because the crumbs are now turning into bread. I mean, he's really having a problem. So, in their search to try to find a way, right, to make everything good, to make everything better, to show that the Republicans are off and wrong, how do you beat basically zero unemployment? How do you beat that your check has gone up? How do you beat that you can put food on the table? How do you beat consumer confidence at an all-time high? The Democrats are in a tough position, right? So what are they pushing? What are they putting out there and talking about? They're talking about guaranteed jobs, free college tuition, right? Plus money to live on while you're going to college. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat out of New York, she wants a guaranteed jobs program. She was on an interview with The Nation. She argued that such a plan is exactly the type of role the government must take to shift the power back to the workers. Why would you want to shift power back to the workers? They didn't create the job. They didn't create the company. The guy that put his house on the line, his car on the line, his savings. Look, at as much as I'm not a fan, Jeff Bezos, okay? Here's a guy that put his money on the line, the head of Amazon. Now, just take out the fact that it's Amazon, okay? So knock it off. And his parents put up their life savings. They put up their retirement to help him grow that company. Right? The guy put up everything he had. So let's just, you know, harp on Jeff for a second. It wasn't an Amazon cashier. It wasn't an Amazon buyer. It wasn't an Amazon construction worker. It wasn't an Amazon janitor. I mean, you get my point here? They didn't create the company. They didn't come up with the idea. They didn't put it all on the line for the company. Jeff did. He gets the spoils. This is the big chasm between the two of us. Should he pay some of his employees better? I don't know. I don't know what they get paid. But he's a lefty. He's very far left, so I'm sure all you guys have got full health, full medical, you know, full maternity leave, full snowflake leave. I'm sure you got everything you want under the sun with them. But that's not enough for the Democrats. They don't see. If you look at every one of the biggies, look at Bezos, look at, what's his name for Michael, Bill Gates. We go down the whole list. All those hardcore lefties who think the government should give jobs to everybody. And if you think that the power needs to go to the worker, do you really think you'd have a Microsoft? Do you think you'd have an Amazon? Do you think you'd have an eBay? Yes, you need the workers to make it work. You need good workers to make it work. But they are not the reason, the sole reason that company is successful. Somebody at the top drove the plan, drove the thought, and took the chance. Right? Anyway. The Center of Budget and Policy Priorities conducted a study of Gillibrand's guaranteed jobs idea, which is designed to transform the U.S. labor market, concluding it would cost nearly 3% of the GDP. For comparison, now, our entire military budget makes up 3.5% of our economy. Right? Not happening. Now, there are some Democrats that have two brain cells to rub together. You know, won't make it happen. It's just amazing the way these people think things should work. I mean, look at what they're throwing out at you. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of your family. We'll make sure there's food on your table. Make sure you have a car to drive. We'll make sure we'll extend the Obama phones. We'll give you everything you need to live life. You won't have to worry about working. Vote for us. Doesn't that give you a warm comfy? Don't you feel better now? And then back to this thing. Oh, God. It just keeps coming back. It's like a bad rash. It won't really go away. Kind of under the skin, you know, shows up from time to time. You know, think about how long ago it was that Hillary was trounced. Right? Remember after the U.S. Supreme Court confirmed the razor-thin defeat in the 2000 presidential election, right? Al Gore versus Bush. I mean, it was almost a full month that they were counting those, that went into court, that we had all this stuff going on. They summoned all these attorneys. They were getting ready to fight this pretty much in every state. And you're going to fall over when I say this. To Gore's credit, he said, enough. I mean, frankly, as they were counting the hanging chads in Florida, Bush was picking up more votes. Okay? It's really that simple. I mean, we have a constitutional republic. The people vote. They make the decision. You know, it's... You know, usually when you lose, you quote-unquote lick your wounds, you regroup, you debrief, you figure out what you did wrong, and you come back the next time. And you come back stronger, hopefully. And it's worked for over 200 years, right? Which this experiment that they talk about is the Republic, giving power to the people. The Dems have been against this since day one. Look up your history. 20 months ago, President Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. 20 months ago. Let that sink in. They still can't let it go. They just can't believe that we would hire anybody like that to run the country. Right? Somebody so non-presidential. Think about it. Hillary Clinton failed twice. Not once. It's not that it was stolen from her by Trump or anybody. What was the first? Did Obama steal the first one from her? I'm just curious. He must have. I mean, she was off her rocker screaming about what a liar he was. Right? When you think about CIA Director John Brennan, the actor Robert De Niro, how the fake news is handling all this, you know, deranged leftists are determined to try to bring down a presidency. I mean, they are all in on bringing him down. They can't tell you what he did. I mean, they truly and honestly and openly can't tell you what he did wrong. You ask young people why they hate Trump, they can't tell you why they hate Trump. You know, last weekend, Hillary Clinton continued to question Trump's allegiance to America. Really? Her? Didn't she meet with Vladimir Putin? Didn't her honey bun meet with... You know, it's really funny. The last three presidents have met with Vladimir Putin. Trump does it, and it's treason. This is why I say, I now believe in Trump derangement syndrome. You know, they leave out what they want to try to make it look worse than what it is. And Clinton, she just hung out on this whole Democrat agenda of Russia, Russia, Russia. But she's not being honest. And they're not going to get over this till they accept the loss and then figure out what to do. But you know what? I don't want them to do that. I want them to keep doing what they're doing, don't you? Look how good it's working out for us. They've got more and more progressive socialists stepping up, and that's what we want more of in the Democrat Party. Because even the moderate Democrats hate it. Don't like it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write this down for later use, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, you know what you can do is you can go up to the website, you can go to Android, you can go to Apple, pull down our phone apps, okay? So you can listen anytime, anywhere, pick up podcasts. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.